Ah, man. Woo! Feeling good, feeling good, feeling good. Hi, guys! What's up?
Go ahead.
Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast, where we talk about love, life, music, art, the pursuit of happiness, whatever you feel like talking about. I'm being Breeze.
I'm Shaquoia D.
It's your boy, Damani.
And today, y'all ain't do the welcome to the gray area.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. And we already said our names, so you guys know our names already. If this is your first time joining us, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yep, yep.
And he already told you what the podcast is about. But, yeah, in general. But let's just jump in. How are you guys today? What's going on?
Sensation.
I'm good. Blessed. Good as well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm tired. I just woke up from a nap. But I feel good though. I woke up really early today, so I'm adjusting to the new schedule that I'm setting up for myself. So
scheduling.
Yeah.
It's important.
So
I do that every week.
What?
I tell myself I'm gonna schedule this week.
So like what I used to do, well, what works best for me that I haven't been doing is literally just scheduling out my day when I wake up.
Word.
But I haven't been doing that. I didn't even do it today. I just had set things that I knew I wanted to get done. And I knew I wanted to try and get them done as early as possible. So I just woke up and started doing those key things.
Were to-do lists be working better than scheduling?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, like, dang, I feel like I say that a lot. But
it's interesting.
Yeah. Because, like, scheduling, it works, but the to-do list, because I'm not putting an exact time on it, it gives me the flexibility for if this one task goes over time,
right.
I'm not beating myself up, or I'm not trying to rush through the task to get to the next thing. It's just like, oh, this is just the next thing on my list, and if I don't get to it, I'll put it on the next day's list. But hopefully I get to it, so.
Word. I like to-do lists.
But what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about next year.
Today we're going to talk about, it's going to be a little more lighthearted. We're going to talk about just like goals and stuff. Like we're at the end of the year. So.
I don't think lighthearted is the right word. Yeah, for talking about goals. If we're going to be lighthearted, we're talking about goals. Alright, take the glasses on so you know it's real. Do the same thing. That's eyebrows.
Thank you. I guess lighthearted isn't the right word, but we're going to talk about goals and stuff. It's not going... I mean, but for us, it would be... I don't know.
Talking about goals.
We're talking about goals, y'all. We heading into the end of the year.
Nah, we're headed into the new year.
We're headed into the new year. I just woke up from a nap, y'all. Just bear with me. Bear with me for real. Headed into the new year. Just want to, I don't know, just touch base. Like, what we doing? Where we at? What we plan on, you know, getting into? All of that stuff. And, yeah. So, who wants to go first?
I'll start.
All right.
Same stuff happening. More music. A lot more music. A lot more art. A lot more fashion. I'm actually performing 2023. I'm actually performing. Like, I said, hey, yo! Like, I'm coming different. And I actually have songs. I love all my songs, but now it's songs that's how y'all gonna remember me? Like, what y'all gonna remember? Like, you gonna hear something and be like, okay, I need Breeze on this one.
That's good. That's fire. How about you?
Similar to him. I'm about performing, music dropping, merch dropping, everything dropping, heat dropping.
Right.
Just lots of dropping.
Going on.
You know what I'm saying?
Lots of dropping.
But, I'm just doing a lot more stuff and, like, just not hesitating when I do certain things. That's really what all I got at this moment. I ain't put too much thought into it. I just kind of.
I be thinking about this every day, but I'm also not gonna be. I'm gonna have my entire
24 hours.
Entire 24/7 to focus on being Breeze.
Word.
The business.
The business.
What about you?
So for me, 2023, this year I've been kind of working on like organizing the things. So next year will be, I'll have a lot more Crafts by Co stuff. It'll be a better direction. I also have a lot more music that's dropping. I'm starting a schedule for that now. So like I'm gonna be dropping more music more frequently. 2023 is about trusting myself and not hesitating like you were saying, but like really trusting myself and doing the things that I wanna do, that I love to do. So building Crafts by Co, building Just Me LLC, building Shaquoia D as a brand, and yeah, creating the life that I desire. But yeah, more stuff coming. I feel like, yeah, this was the year where I needed to get the ball rolling on making decisions and organizing and figuring out what I want stuff to actually look like. And then next year I feel like the fruits of my labor will start to show to the world.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me, like you was just saying, knowing where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know where I'm going, but remembering where I'm going. Like, reminding myself constantly, probably every day, that this is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that, it adds to confidence. And not even needing no validation from nobody or nobody's approval or nobody to champion me. Because we good. I I'm going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I know where I'm going. And 9 times out of 10, we be having the answers for what we be wanting, answers from other people. We just gotta do it.
Word. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I agree.
So, what's one thing that you guys are excited about for 2023?
I was gonna ask a question, but go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, ask your question.
No, you good, you good. We get answers.
I got two things. Yeah. So, I gotta say one, or?
You can say as many. It's our podcast.
One thing, I'm actually excited to perform. My entire life, I've been a quiet kid, quiet person. But now I'm embracing that. I'm not even that quiet. I just don't talk to everybody. And me performing, I'm going to have to actually be me to perform. Like, to actually give a performance, I'm going to have to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to do that. And just see what it looks like, see what it feels like. One of my goals is to, like, just get lost on stage. Like, I'll be so focused in the zone that it's, at this point, it's just basically me in the mirror. Like, how would be if I'm in the shower singing?
Mm.
I want one of them type of performances. Like, get lost, the beat just keep going, and I make a whole new song. Mm. Like, one of them type of performances. I just want to enjoy the time on stage. And then another one is just painting more and getting better at the paintings. I'm excited for that. And I'm make my own clothes now. So it's gonna be fire. Everything exclusive. I'm taking care of myself, you know, self care, handsome, nice smile, clear skin, hair long, pockets heavy. Clancy got. Oh man, y'all funny. Anyone else?
You.
We funny. You was going.
Yeah, you was going. I was letting you cook, but. I'm just excited to see everything come to reality. That's all I'm really. That's the thing I'm most excited for. Like, just to see, kind of like you were talking about the fruits of our labor, and like, just to see everything. Like, just to actually like be in it, and like, just to go places to perform, to just like go out and touch people. Like,
just be.
Just, yeah, I'm just. I mean, granted, we don't have to wait till next year to do that, but. I'm just excited about that in general, like, just the entire process of us like creating and actually like creating the world we wanted to be in, and then walking it fully.
But one of the things about waiting until next year for me, the songs that I want to, that I will actually want to perform, they're not out yet. And some of them not even, if they recorded, they're not finished. And if they, and then other ones aren't out yet. But
it's the end of the year, y'all.
It's the end of the year.
It's the end of the year. Stuff is out.
Everything is out. So then, it's the end of the year, so we have to wait till next year.
Yeah. But so something that I'm excited about, I feel like, is like you said, just kind of living in it, walking in it, actually living in the vision that God gave to me.
That's deep.
I feel like for a long time I've been living in a vision of what either I thought or what other people wanted from me.
Facts.
And these past 2 years were for me to find my way out of that so I can get back to, you know, me and my vision and what God instilled in me. And I feel like next year is for me to really walk in it proudly, loudly. Just, I'm excited about performing. It definitely does terrify me still, but that's just because I need to get my practicing together. Right. But I'm also excited. Huh?
You and me both.
Yeah, I'm also excited to actually have songs that I want to perform.
Yeah,
because, like, that's been my issue as of late, or just, like, as of late, like, I realized, oh, I'm not performing because I don't want to perform. I'm not performing because I don't have anything that I actually want to perform. Like, I don't want to only be doing ballads. So, just adding some more variety and really, like, digging into my bag and really seeing what I'm capable of. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
So, I think that's going to be fun and it's going to be cool. And, like, the sky is not the limit. Like, we gonna go beyond the sky, gonna do all the things. So yeah, I'm just excited about that. Also excited because we're starting a Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We are launching our Patreon, so you guys can pod with us live. Like, you can watch us record the podcast live. You can give us your input. We got some other shows and stuff like that that will be on there that's in development. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. So just the, you know, everything happening and happening how we want it to happen. I'm excited. So
yeah.
I had a question for y'all. I mean, y'all kind of answered it, but I was going to say, how do you think next year is going to be different than this year?
I'm acting more and thinking less.
I like that.
So, I mean, if I'm not doing that, I'm going to think about stuff. But the stuff I think about, I'm actually putting into action. I'm already doing that now, but it's going to be at a different level. I feel like this year is mainly the biggest thing about this year and last year. Prior to the year before that, too, was mindset. Getting my mindset where it needed to be. Now I'm at a space where my mindset is at the beginning of where it needs to be. So, just continue doing what I've been doing, but to the next, take it to the next level. Yeah. All right,
what about you? Need the question again?
You said, how is it going to be different this next year from this year?
You did that like you farted and nobody heard it.
My mind, like, went blank for a second, and then I was slowly starting to remember the question.
Wow, okay.
How's it going to be different? I feel like it's going to be a lot more fun. Not that this year wasn't fun, but I feel like it's going to be a lot more fun. I feel like the steps will be a lot more intentional. I think next year is going to be fun, like super fun. But because of the fact of us actually walking in our gifts and, like, doing the stuff that we want to do, I feel like I'm going to be my systems are going to be in place. Mm-hmm. I'll have better systems so that systems I can. Systems and
framework.
My systems will be in place so that I can have the leeway to have fun or to take breaks as needed or to do whatever needed to be done. I feel like this year was more so me putting those systems in place and organizing what needs to go where. And next year will literally be me living in it. So I feel like it'll be fun. I just really feel like I'm going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I think so too. The freedom, like walking in my gift and purpose, my gifts and purpose will create the freedom that I've been yearning for, and just being free doing what I enjoy doing and embracing who I am and what I'm doing is going to make everything that much more fun and enjoyable.
But I feel like that's when you were talking about your freedom, the freedom that you've been searching for. I feel like that's the freedom that we've been searching for. Like most of us search for, we just don't know how to put it into words. Like, we think that it's more so just the freedom of having the time to do whatever, but
somebody hungry.
But it's like a conjunction of if I'm walking in my gifts and doing what I love, using that and that giving me the freedom to have the time to do whatever. And I feel like, yeah, that's all we be just looking for. That was it.
And for me, one last thing. I feel like the end of this year is really just reiterating that I'm my biggest asset. Yeah, the biggest thing, I'm my biggest asset. So understanding my strengths and how can I basically monetize off of my strengths. And then the connections that I make, they can fill in the pieces. But just hone in on my strengths and just be the best at that. Right. And then just build a team around me. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm supposed to do anyway. But right. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing.
Go.
I think next year it'll be a lot more creativity. Like I'm gonna be like a lot more creative in the things that I do, whether it be like
gonna be having fun.
Yeah, whether it be
a song about a boat.
Whether it's in my music or just like crafting or just like making shirts or whatever I'm doing, it's gonna be a lot. I'm like gonna allow my creativity to flow freely in those things, and I feel like I'll be comfortable in it because I've been working on being comfortable in that, and
it's a muscle.
Yeah, so I'll be comfortable and things is just gonna be flowing creatively. So that's another reason why I think it's gonna be fun. But go ahead. So.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think
one more thing.
No, I agree. I think it's gonna be fun. I think it's gonna be, yeah, it's just gonna be like a movie. Like that's how I'm looking at it. I'm just kind of like just treating it like it's an opportunity for us to do what we've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I think like
it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, it's like for the first time, like doing it again. Like I said this to you guys, doing it like nobody's watching. Like, cause it's like, and if they watch, that's cool. But
yeah, cause they always watching. Yeah, but you just gotta think of it.
If not, all right, cool. Like I did this cause I wanted to do it. And it's like, I think the difference was seen like this year it was a lot of like building awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a lot of like building awareness and making sure on his car. But building awareness, making sure that you know it, and then like get like trying to build the habits and like get stuff in rhythm. Engine, you know, like now it's like for the new year, it's like now I'm already in rhythm. Like we can now let's have fun with it. Like now let's do something that like that's enjoy the moment. Now we got past all of this other stuff and getting it into muscle memory or whatever.
Yeah, that's a fact. Understanding that. Really embracing, like, this is what I'm doing. Before, it was more of a, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now, since it's what I want to do, I'm kind of tiptoeing into it and not really sure. Now it's like, this is what I'm doing. Like, I already started, came too far. Yeah, I came too far and I enjoy doing it. So, I mean, even if I'm doing this all day, I'm not nearly as tired as I would be doing something that I don't want to do or don't enjoy doing.
Word. I feel that. That's all I got to add on. Is there anything that you guys are not looking forward to next year?
Nah, that's gonna be fire.
Nothing in particular. Yeah. I mean,
it's gonna be an amazing year.
Yeah, I just don't.
I chose the problems I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not really problems.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can honestly say that I'm not, like, dreading anything going into the new year. I'm just excited to embrace it and move forward. I don't know. I'm just ready to have fun.
And one thing, I know what I see it as, but I don't know what it's actually going to be.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. Like, it's just exciting to me. Mm-hmm. Just because I know whatever I'm thinking of is going to be much bigger. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, and we're going to allow it to be much bigger.
Facts. And being around people that you inspire and they inspire you, and once you get together, start gelling, ideas start going around, somebody might say something, I'm like, oh, but I could do this, this, and this, and this. Well, I didn't think of it like that. Mm-hmm. Write that down. Hey, this what we doing. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Click. Don't call me back until it's done. Click. That's how I'm going.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just excited about, like, again, like I said, creating the world, like meeting the people, like just going on the entire journey, like just seeing how the story actually like
comes to unfold. It's no right way. It's no right or wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It just however you want to do it, and that's fire. It's like a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Like it feel like my entire life, I had to operate in between these lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like. That's why I hated painting or hated coloring,
because
I had to stay in the lines. And it's so difficult to try to stay in the lines the entire time. So now it's like I'm free.
How's your freedom doing?
Freedom is good. I must say, I'm free, to say the least. I'm blessed.
Mm. I think this is probably the first year that I've actually... I don't know. I guess looked into the new year as like the next year that's coming as like a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
I felt like that. Yeah, and it feels like it. I feel like in the past it was more so like everybody says it's like a fresh start and da 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 da. You're starting over New Year's resolutions, yeah, blah blah blah. But I feel like this time it's actually like mentally it just feels like. Like insert your painting here, like do what you want to do here. It's not a vision of what everybody else is telling you that it's supposed to be.
Yeah. One reason I think that is because we've been consistently doing stuff to get us ready. Like we haven't stopped doing the stuff. A lot of times it's like, okay, New Year's resolution, but it take a minute for stuff to start kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been doing this these past couple of years, we've been doing the same thing over and over. And now we finally, I don't know the word, but we finally getting, seeing some traction.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing things, the fruit from our labor, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the plant is finally sprouting just a little bit. And it's like, wow. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what I've been working for. The sun's shining. The sun will come out tomorrow. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
You was about to say something?
We had both said at the same time. Yeah. That's why I looked at you. It's like... What was you about to say?
No, like I said, I'm just excited. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to be it. Can't wait to just experience it all. And like, just... Take the world by storm. I'm with it.
Word, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be really fun.
Word. I'm glad I could do it with y'all.
Likewise, word, honestly, because good people. Nah, but I think it'll be cool too, and I think we're all in a space where we're able to push each other to grow, or to even, like you said, you inspire me, hopefully I inspire you guys.
Absolutely.
But I just feel like before we were in spaces where it was like, I want to help you, but I don't, like, I can give you a suggestion. I'm still trying to focus on figuring out how I can push myself to grow.
But I think it's deeper than that. I feel like we was in a space where I'm still trying to find out, like, figure out my own thoughts, what I actually believe, what I want to do, where I'm taking it.
Well, yeah, that too. But it's still, yeah, that too. It's like, I'm trying to figure me out, and so how can I push you right now? So now it's like, oh, we're figuring out our stuff, or we figured it out, and like, now, okay, I see what you're doing, I can help you, I can give you an idea over here, you can give me an idea over here, like, we could just collaborate on some things, you know, just help each other.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't even talking about that, like, I was talking about, like, previous, like, we still trying to figure ourselves out, what we doing, what we want to do, and other people saying, oh, you should
do that. Oh, you meant then. I meant these past few years we've been.
Yeah, I went past the past back. Few years. Back in the time.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's fire, and I'm excited to see what you guys do. And I'm excited to do a mukbang with you guys.
Where we gotta get the mics for that. I don't even like eating on camera.
I don't care.
I'm about to have me on here smacking it up.
Yes, I am. So we're gonna do a mukbang, guys.
I'm gonna watch another episode.
I don't know when it's gonna happen. I've been trying to convince them for like a year, but if anything, y'all gonna see me eating and talking to the camera. So don't shake your head. It's gonna happen. It's coming to a Patreon and a YouTube channel near you. But, yeah, that's going to be fun. I actually might do that on my personal YouTube, though, if y'all don't want to do it. But I'm going to get them in some episodes. But it is going to be on the Patreon, though, so it can be live. But, yeah, it's just going to be fun. Like, yeah, I'm very excited. I know I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but that's really just how I feel in this moment. And I feel like this is the first time I really felt like this about a year. And it wasn't because, like, usually I think, if I can remember correctly, this how I feel is, like, I'm excited about the year just because I'm hopeful that I'm hoping that something might happen, or I'm hoping it's gonna go my way, or, like, I'm hoping that whatever will happen, I'm hoping I'll drop this song and then everything will blow up. But, like, this year, it's like, nah. Excuse me. This year is more so like, oh, I'm excited because I know the work that I've been doing, and I know the work that I'm going to continue to do to make the things happen. It's not just like, oh, I'm hoping that by the grace of God, this thing just happens to fall out of the sky. It's like, nah, me and God have been working together, so I'm aligning, you know, things so that we can make this happen. And yeah, I just think that's making me a lot more excited. I didn't even realize I was this excited until we started this episode.
I feel like I have more of a sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
So before it was like, I mean, we're supposed to dream, but I'm just dreaming. Doing the things they say to do. Everything but actually
doing the thing.
Like, doing what they say to do, except, yeah, the one thing they leave out. And just do it.
I think it's funny because before then, and I don't know if you guys felt this way, but for me, I realized that so much of my identity was tied up in, like, once I get it, everything's going to be good. Once I stop, once I start doing the thing, everything's going to be. And so then when I started doing it, I almost felt like, dang, what, like, is this it? You know what I'm saying? Like, But I think so much of, like, society, like, they focus so much on, like, hey, once you stop procrastinating, once you stop blah, 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 they don't talk about, like, the steps after you start doing it. And once you, again, for me, when I started doing certain things, now my outlook on, like, oh, wow, this is a lot more doable than I thought, or, oh, wow, I can do this, and it's, like, I can do something that's even more instead. But I didn't see that until I got to the space where I was just doing whatever the thing is consistently. So,
And it's a different level of belief with me. Like, this is the first time ever somebody was like, what do you do? I'm working. Normally, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm in tech. This time, I'm literally working. I'm like, oh, what do I do? I'm building a creative hub. Yeah, I don't want to give out all the deets. But I'm building a creative hub. And now I was like, hold on. Did I just say that? I said that. That felt good. My business owner. Yeah. I'm playing with that, man.
Yeah.
But that felt like good. And it's like, I didn't intentionally say that. It just came out, and it, I'm listening back like, that was a fire answer. That was good.
Like, yeah. And that's, and I feel like that's what I meant. Like, we're in the space where, like, we're actually doing the stuff. We're actually pushing ourselves to grow. We're doing more. We're figuring things out. Like, even just you defining that you were making a creative hub, like, before this, the live, but you just deciding that that's what your business was going to be about. It's like, oh, like,
now everything makes sense.
Right.
Like, it makes, it's not like, like, the people that know, it don't look like I'm just
doing whatever, doing
anything. Yeah. It's like, you know, that it aligns.
But even going back to what you were saying about people telling you what to do, the things to do, but not telling you what to do after you, like, stop procrastinating or after you continue to do the thing. I was thinking, like, most people don't get to that point.
Yeah, we spend a lifetime, people spend a lifetime not, like, almost getting to the thing that they want.
Right.
And, you know, like, after, once I started doing the thing that I want, I was like, oh, wow, this is, it's not, one, it's not that hard, and then two, right, because that'd be a lot of things, we make it so much harder, but one, it's not that hard, and then two, I just started seeing more, you know? Yeah, so once you do it, you start seeing more, and I think you start seeing more of, like, what's possible, like, what you can do, what you want to do, and you actually start creating what you want to do, because, like, before then, it's like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, you would say this is what you want to do, but you never got to the point where you were doing it. So, like, it always felt like it was a hope or a dream or whatever. So,
yes.
So, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was going to say, so the closer you, when you start doing it, and once you get past the point where it's like, hey, this isn't a, like, I'm not a procrastinator. Like, I'm not this person. I'm not, like, I'm not lazy. I'm not whatever. Once you get past that, now it's like, well, if I'm not a procrastinator, what am I? Right. And you get a chance to define, like, all right, who you are at that point.
You get to define who you are on your terms at that point, because that was probably either you did that based off of what you saw in society or based off of what maybe your friends or teachers or parents told you. Just like the procrastinator part.
That's a fact. I got two things about dreaming. I feel like a lot of times we're never taught or told or shown to dream in a way where it can come true. Like, a lot of people, dreams is just a hobby, or, yeah, this is what I like to do, or I want to do it. It's like escapism, like just dreaming.
Yeah.
Like, you have this grand dream, but it's not tangible just because you don't think, or you don't take the action to make it happen. Or make it a reality. Sometimes it's, I mean, it's a lot harder said than done. I have been dealt an amazing hand.
It's a lot easier said than done.
Easier said than done. Harder said than done.
It's a lot harder to do than say. That's what I was trying to say. It's a lot easier said than done. But, yeah, it's like the outliers. I was born at the perfect time with an amazing hand. I really didn't realize. But now I see, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's turn some things around. Let's do this, this, and this, because I can do it. Even as simple as, like, networking. I could talk all day. Clearly, I've been talking this whole episode. Flawlessly. And it's like, go back to what I said earlier. I was known as, I'm quiet. So I'm stuck in this, I don't want to talk because I'm quiet. But now we could talk about anything. And my second point was about, it was something you said, I don't remember, but I literally just watched a video about, they talking about love languages and talking about language, like the words that you use to yourself. It was like, everybody be talking about love languages, but use love, like speak love to yourself. Basically, whatever you say to yourself, it happens. It materializes. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, but for some reason today, it hit different. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? It probably because I was feeling a little low, a little bit. I wasn't low vibrating, yeah. but, you know, a little somber. Just a little somber. But, yeah, it just hit different. Like, speak love to yourself.
Yeah, somebody
speak love to yourself. Yeah. Stop playing with that, man. If you see anybody with this tat that say love, just love, like this, you know where they got it from.
I saw somebody say, like, if you wouldn't say it to, like, a 10-year-old, you mm-hmm. shouldn't say it to yourself.
Oh, you mm-hmm. said that, too. Speak yeah. to yourself like you're a child.
Yeah, so, like, if you wouldn't say, you wouldn't be like, hey, yo, you stupid, because that's not how that... You shouldn't say that. So you shouldn't say that to a 10-year-old.
Say that.
Yeah, but I mean, people do it. You can say it, but you shouldn't say that to a, or a 5-year-old or whatever. You shouldn't say that to yourself. Like, right. just... And, I mean, I think a lot of the stuff we talk about, like... The more you say it, the easier it is for it to become a reality.
That makes sense.
And I was gonna say, I think a lot of times we, like, when we're dreaming, because I know you talked about like escapism. I think the beginning portion you need to dream, but I think, like, you'll be dreaming a lot of times, and then you'll get presented the opportunity for you to do it, to actualize your dream. You just have to actually like take a step forward towards it, because I think Go ahead.
What were you going to say first?
Well, I was going to say, I think, like, all right, think about when you're looking for a car. Like, you're like, yo, I want to get a new car. And, like, you're thinking about it all day, and then, for whatever reason, you have the perfect opportunity to get a new car. Now, what happens when you get there is up to you, but mm-hmm. it's like, you constantly thinking about it, you constantly dreaming about it, brought you to the exact spot for you to be like, hey, I'm about to get a new car. Like, whether or not you get it, That's the next step, and I think that's the part step that everybody else does, like, most people don't talk about. They talk about us, like, dreaming, and we use it as a form of escapism. It's like, this is my happy place, but it's like, your happy place could be your real place if you made it that way.
Well, I like that.
I like that. Let me write that down. Yeah, happy place could be your real place. But you playing.
Right. I like that a lot. But I can't even remember what I was going to say now. Oh, I was going to say, because we're not, like, they don't really talk about it, like, once you're presented with the opportunity, or, like, we are not really taught past the moment of the motivation. So there's two things. But first, addressing what you just talked about, is it's scary. Because we hear about these things materializing, and we hear about the opportunities and stuff like that. But then when it's presented in front of you, sometimes it's uncomfortable, or a lot of times we start to think, oh, this is too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And it's like a defense mechanism. And sometimes it's like, yeah, you do got to be careful, because it'd be scammers and all that stuff out here. But it's like, nah, this may be a very real opportunity, and you need to push that fear aside, trust yourself, and then move forward with it. That is a lot of what I've been working to, I guess, break down and remove from my life, is the distrust of me knowing that this is an opportunity that could benefit me. Like, trusting that I'm wise enough to know that this is not a scam, right? Or if it is a scam. And also trusting myself enough to to allow myself to move forward in the opportunity and do what's best for myself in that opportunity. Because most times, we don't even give ourselves the chance to act on the opportunity because it scares us. And then we're just like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. And then we're mad because we still don't have a car. And it's like, that was your fault. Like, you decided not to move forward with the opportunity. But then I was also going to say, and talking about them not teaching us past a certain point, that's why there's an ample supply of, like, motivation or motivational mm-hmm. speakers and stuff like that, because we continually need the motivation, because most of us don't make it to the spot of, okay, now I'm doing the thing and I'm doing it consistently. Now what am I supposed to be doing? Or, like, what other tools mm-hmm. can I apply? Mm-hmm. So then, like, it's just like Because, I mean, that's the cycle I was stuck in, is I start doing something, then I maybe fall off, then I got to get some more motivation to start doing it again. Or I find a new class and be like, oh, maybe I could take it from this angle and stuff like that. But most things, it's just like, I got to do it for yourself. You got to recognize that you're doing it for yourself. And also, like, just be okay and keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, and especially with, like, when you're going forward for whatever you're going for, it's like, I gotta make sure you, like, reflect, like, mm-hmm. assess, like, all right, is this what I'm still aiming for or whatever. But, right. I mean, and in regards to the motivation thing, I think it's almost set up so that you never really get over the hump. Like, you never really get past it. You get to the point where it's like, I'm here, and I feel like I'm starting to get low, and then I have to go back to get more.
But you...
It helps to get you started, but... it's a false sense of confidence. That's how I feel, like, to an extent. Because it's like, once you hit a wall, ain't nobody else's motivation is going to help you get through it. It's like, it's all on you. This is where the discipline and the consistency and just trusting yourself. Like, okay, this is what I want to do. Now, what can I do? It's millions, just as many problems, it's twice as many solutions.
And that's what I was going to say, was not the just as many problems, twice as many solutions. That was a good thing.
That was good.
Write that down.
Yeah.
It's off the top.
But I was going to say, that falls on the person, because, like, people don't realize, because you're getting this outside source of motivation, so you're using that as what's getting you to the next thing. But when you get to a certain point, you don't realize, oh, I actually have to motivate myself, and it all falls back on me. I have to take the next steps. I have to have the discipline. This speech it might motivate me to keep going, but if I don't have the discipline, or if I don't have the motivation, like, actually in me to do it, then you're going to fall short, and then you got to go back into the, like, you start all over again.
Yeah, I was going to say, my bad, you were still going.
I can't remember, go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking for me, and I don't know if you guys agree, but I can't do anything because people say to do it. Like, I can start it because some people say to do it, but I won't continue with it just because you told me to do it. So, like, if it's working out, if somebody was like, hey, work out, you got to work out, you got to work out every day. That's not gonna keep me. It may give me for maybe 2-3 days, right? But then after a while, it's like, it's not because you said it. I have to do it because I said it to myself. Right. Like, I had to do it because, like, all right, I'm like, you know what? It's like, I'm doing this because I said I wanted to be in the best shape of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I say I want to be because I said it, I'm going to do it. Like, and in the same way, it's like, you were relying on people's, like, motivation. It's cause, like, oh, because they said, hey, they said you were going to hit a wall, and then they said this is what you're going to do. But until you actually are there, it's like, all right, cool, I'm going to go for this. And then when I hit the wall, it's only my voice, that's the only voice that's going to really pull me through. Mm-hmm. Besides God, of course, but... yeah, it's just, yeah.
I agree. I feel like I realized that over the past few years. It about really, that, dang.
You're the only one that's going to pull yourself through?
God did.
God. I have to do stuff because I told myself to do it, not because other people, like, if other people tell me to do it, I might start it, but it's not going to. I'm not going to sustain it, or I'm not going to have a passion about it to even want... like, it's not going to make sense after a certain amount of time. Like, even with some of the Crafts by Co products, I did it because other people told me to, like, oh, yeah, this would be a good idea. And, like, I was like, you know, I'm a little weary about it, but I'm like, all right, I'll just do it because you know what you're doing. But then it's like... I'm taking them off the site. Like, I don't want to... they don't make sense for what I was actually... what I'm actually working towards. And as I'm building my stuff, it's like, oh, these aren't even up here because I wanted them up here. I don't even want to make these. Like, these are up here because somebody else told me.
And it's not even like the consumers was like,
oh yeah, this is what we want. Yeah.
Like,
it was somebody who had your best interest at heart. And it's funny because I know it in music specifically, right, something that I noticed is when I started, like, posting and just start being more active with stuff, like, I would see other people was like telling you what other people telling you what you're supposed to do. But then when I was in the moment, I was like, this doesn't even apply. Like I like it, like they'll be telling you to do X, Y, Z. I'm like, normally I would have followed what you said, but because I'm in the middle of doing stuff, I'm like, this isn't even what they. Oh, this is BS. Not my radar, my BS radar. Like that don't make sense. This only applies for this demographic of people, or this only applies for this scenario. Like now that I'm doing this stuff, it's like, oh, when I hear people that I get the same sense of like, all right, cool, this makes sense because I'm here right now. Like I get, or I can see like, all right, I see where you ended up, and maybe you're talking about a similar wall that you just like that you got through that I'm literally facing right now, and then it kind of resonates. But a lot of the stuff I'm doing it, I'm like, this don't even make sense. Like y'all told me that I had to post 5 times a day, and it's like, what am I posting for? Like to get people to do what? It's like nobody, you know, just little stuff like
that. Yeah, go back to in February. Post went viral. I ain't have nowhere to take them. Like, so now I'm just sitting here. Oh, I got mad followers and a viral post. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I can only do what works for me.
Right.
At the end of the day, I can only do what works for me. And if people ask me what to do, I can only tell them this is what I would do. Like, you gotta know who you are and know what works for you and trust in you and your plan.
Right.
And God, of course.
Yeah.
God did.
But I feel like that's, dang, I keep losing my thought every time. It's all right,
you just woke up from a nap.
I did.
It's the end of the year blues.
Nah, but I feel like that's something that's, like, really key, because a lot of times, too, we're listening or we're doing stuff because, oh, this person said that this was the thing to do. Maybe it might be somebody that we like look up to, or it might be somebody that we don't even know, but we follow their content or whatever. But then it's like when you start to try to apply it to your own stuff, because stuff is situational most of the time, it's subjective to a person's individual experience, whether it be within their business or within their personal life. You start to realize like, all right, you know what? I just tried to make this chicken, even though I'm vegetarian, and this don't really make sense for me to eat. So, like, then you gotta just be like, all right, I'm gonna do something else. I'm gonna make some cauliflower instead, because this meal, I'm not about to eat this chicken. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, it's weird, but it's something that you have to unlearn, because we are conditioned to listen to other people all the time when we grow up. So it's like, trusting yourself, that's a whole nother thing that you have to really sit down and work through. And like, I see my life as a collaboration with God. So in trusting myself, I'm also trusting God as well. So it's like, just actually, even that in itself, you got to figure out if that makes sense to you, or if that's something that like, you believe or whatever, like to help you get through to the next thing. So, yeah.
I was just gonna say, you can't follow anybody else's recipe for success. Like, it's not, it's different. Everybody's different, a different cook, there's a different chef. Like, everybody does things slightly differently. So, like, you can use it as a reference, maybe, right? Be like, I see what you did. They have, these are their key ingredients.
In a grocery store.
Yeah, these are their key ingredients. You get to your kitchen, I don't got that. I don't got that seasoning. I got this. All right, we're going to do this. And it's like,
I don't got white sugar.
I got brown sugar. You know what I'm saying? I don't got iodized salt. I got Himalayan salt or Celtic salt, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't do it the way that they did it. I can only do it the way that feels natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, as long as you focus on that, when you start doing stuff, you'll start noticing like, oh wow, this isn't, some things are like transferable, but some things you just have to do for yourself, and some things are only going to work for you because you're you.
Mm-hmm.
You find your own groove, your own rhythm, your own style, how you do things, and that'll take you to the path of least resistance.
But yeah, I definitely agree wholeheartedly. And I feel like, I don't know, I just, It's certain things I feel like we talk about on here that I wish was like normal. I wish it was like normalized or was common knowledge, or that we didn't have to, I guess, go through the journeys that we went through to figure that stuff out.
These ain't my demons. I'm fighting.
We'll save that for another episode. No, but like for real though, like us figuring that stuff out and then trying to unlearn and relearn and learn new stuff and just remember and da 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 da. It'd be a lot. It's just a lot.
That's a fact.
And I mean, I'm glad that, you know, we go on these journeys because, like, that's the only way that we're going to be ourselves. That's the only way we become the people that we are, we want to be, and all that stuff. But if it was like, you know, if somebody could have told me this when I was, like, 10, so it could just already be resonating in my spirit.
So it's not new when I hit adulthood. Right. I'm like, oh, you told me this a while ago.
Exactly. But
it's not that bad.
But at the end of the day, it wouldn't have changed anything because what we just talked about. Like, people could have told you it until you were ready to apply it.
Oh, that's
because you know how many times that we.
But it wouldn't have been new.
But how many things that we find out?
Smacked. Like, I didn't even see that. These things work. What's going on?
But like, how many things do we see, like, the people tell us? Like, what if you believe it, you can achieve it. We get to an adult. Oh, you really mean like if I believe it, I can achieve it. Like, I thought you meant like, all right, that was cute saying, like, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
It rhymes.
Like, no, if you believe it,
they ain't saying like that. We drowning right now. Now we like this close from the last breath, and we like. That's what they meant. Like, believe that you can achieve.
But some of the stuff, you just had to be ready to receive the information.
You're right, because I probably would have been like, okay, and just would have kept on playing or whatever I was doing. Like, all right,
that's nice. I'm trying to hoop.
Want
to
play house?
Right. Like, I don't know, but it just I don't know. There could be like. I was going to say a book. It's plenty of books out there. I don't know. I don't know what would have helped, but...
The Adult Handbook by... Being Brief.
We're going to have to do a collaborative. Let's do the gray area. The Adult Handbook by the gray area. It's not always black and white, guys.
Word.
But...
Definitely
it's
not.
It's just... But I'm glad, though. Because, like, some things I wish I would have figured out sooner, but some things it's like, I'm glad I figured it out now because I'm ready to actually apply it, or it makes sense for where I'm at, or I'm not misusing my gifts because I learned this too soon.
Word. And one thing that just randomly came to my mind, thought about it, like, the other day. I think I was journaling, and I was just thinking about stuff, and I was like... This goes to applying it. Like, now that I know, it's because I was like, I have to apply everything that I know, because in order to learn new stuff, I have to make room for new stuff. So the only way to make room is to apply the stuff that I already know. And then I started thinking about, it's critical that I apply the stuff that I know so I can get to where I'm going, because I just was curious, how much time do I have left?
Yeah.
I don't be trying to think about that.
It just be popping up.
But no, like, I agree, because a lot of the time we operate like as if we're like this. We're gonna have
forever
left, and it's like we don't know. So it's like we should operate like all right. Let me get this down now, because I don't know if there's another opportunity for me to get it down as precisely as I could right now. This might be the perfect time. Right now for me to do this, I might not have, again, when we were talking about allies or whatever, talking about like the opportunity, like everybody doesn't get the opportunity, but for the people who do get the opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. Like, even if we can all be blessed to have an opportunity, where again, that's a blessing in itself to even have it, but what do you do when you get it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't fumble the bag.
Right.
Don't fumble the bag, please.
The bag coming, y'all. Yeah. Like, the bag is here.
Yeah.
The bag is here.
The bag is here.
I'm trying to tell y'all, the bag is here.
Don't fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tuck. No, you know, never mind.
No, I definitely, I don't know, I'm excited. I'm excited for y'all to see what is in store for us as well.
I'm excited to see what y'all got in store.
Yeah, comment below, let us know what y'all got in store, because, yeah, we want to know.
We are a family, like a giant tree, branching out to the stars.
We singing two different songs, different words.
But do y'all have any other thoughts on y'all goals for 2023? What y'all think 2023 is going to look like? Or just like anything, just anything. What do you want to leave the people with?
This life is amazing. Anything is attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And stay blessed, stay black, people.
Yeah, just, you know yourself, know your worth. And I just have fun creating. Like, create the experience you want to have. Like, I just think a lot of it, one, it's like us, we don't set enough goals for ourselves. Like, and I don't think we're like, we don't set enough outlandish goals. Like, this is so ridiculous that I gotta laugh at it. But
then even the outlandish goals are, like, they could be, it'd be outlandish goals, but in the back of your mind, you know, it can happen. Like,
yeah.
It would be stuck in the frame of, because a lot of times when we make our goals, or when we were starting to make our goals, people be like, be realistic.
You gotta make smart goals.
Yeah, and then you think within this box.
Well, I was gonna say, and that was something I was thinking about recently. I was like, I'm gonna start off with my realistic goal, and I'm gonna do my very outlandish goal, and I'm gonna do somewhere in the middle where it's like, all right, if this is my realistic goal, let's say, what would happen if I got a little bit more than that, and just kind of go somewhere in between, just so I can, again, still have a little bit of realism, still have the ridiculous amount, and then still have somewhere in between, because I don't know where.
Right. I think I would start with the outlandish.
I might do it that way.
Just work my way back.
Yeah.
Just so I'm not thinking about any possibilities, like, I'm not thinking how I'm going to do this. The more realistic it gets, I start getting to how am I going to do this? What do I need to do this? Like, if I just think of the outlandish goal, it could be as big as, like, when I hear the word outlandish goal, I see galaxies. Like, I literally see, like, the galaxy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. But did you have anything else?
Nah. Be yourself. Have fun. Do it.
Do it.
That's it.
I do it.
What do I want to leave you guys with? Have fun. It's a lot of things in life to take seriously, but just have fun. Life is meant to be fun and joyous, and a lot of times we make things a lot more stressful than they have to be. Of course, we understand that, you know, certain things in life, certain circumstances happen, but just choose to be joyful and choose to have fun each day. And it's not always easy. But yeah, do that. Also, join our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the stuff that we're talking about now, a lot of it is, you'll be able to see, like, exclusive behind the scenes stuff.
And talk to us about it.
You'll be able to talk to us live while we're doing the things, while we're podcasting. While we're it's gonna be a lot of stuff.
Might see some recording sessions.
Yeah.
Y'all heard Get Out My Face.
Yeah, so not everything is gonna be live, but a lot of things are gonna be live, but not everything. But you'll get to chime in and actually have conversations with us. We might just have random talks with y'all.
Because we're gonna be living life, so.
Yeah.
Just hop on, like, hey, what's good, people? I'm on a boat.
Right. Want to experience life with y'all. But also, just trust yourself in the things that you're doing and the things that God has given to you as your vision within your life. And also take chances on yourself. It can be scary. It can be extremely scary. And y'all heard me talk about that already before. But it's worth it. And you'll get some great lessons and great value out of it, as well as just like abundance and joy and stuff like that. But just trust yourself. That's my main thing. Trust yourself, have fun, and follow us on Patreon. We're gonna have the link in the description.
Oh, I got one more last thing after you go.
We'll have the link in the description and here, but we'll have it so you can click on it. It'll be somewhere actually in the video, maybe too. But yeah, just we on this journey together, y'all. Comment below. Let us know what your goals are, what you're excited about in 2023. If you just want to say hi, comment. But what would you want to say, Bree?
Happy New Year.
I was going to say the same thing.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yes.
From your gray area family.
From the gray area to you guys. Have a wonderful New Year. Be safe. Have fun, though. But be safe.
Vibe responsibly.
Vibe responsibly. And just, you know, keep rocking with us. We'll see y'all in the new year for the next episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all later. Bye!
Adios!